Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today marks the 29th of March of the year 2020, on which day British summertime begins, which is a lie, of course. British summertime never begins. There's no such thing. I'm joking. Of course, British summertime begins on the day when there is a glimpse of sunlight and then office workers, for some reason, lie in the park naked. It's a terrible thing. 29th of March in history, some interesting events. In 1461, on this day, during the War of the Roses, Duke Edward of York defeated the Lancastrian army and proclaimed himself King Edward IV. In 1792, on this date, King Gustav III of Sweden died after being shot at a masquerade ball. The assassin claimed that he thought he was shooting a totally different king. Damn that mask, and he was released to become the Phantom of the Opera. In 1871, on this day, Queen Victoria opened the Royal Albert Hall, and when asked by a musician how do you get into the Royal Albert, said, practice, practice, and a nice piece of silk lingerie. In 1974, on this day, Chinese farmers discovered the Terracotta Army near Xi'an, 8,000 clay warrior statues buried to guard the tomb of China's first emperor, which is not what those farmers thought they'd planted. Celebrations today include National Mum and Pop Business Owners Day and Vietnam Veterans Day, so drop in at your local store with the man who occasionally stares into the middle distance and order something non-triggering. Your guest today is regular on the podcast, Helen Zaltzman. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me back.
As always, on the weekends, we take a step back from the cutting edge of the newsiest news to take a deep draft from the well that is our weekend magazine. Coming up today, we'll have a property section hosted by Helen Zaltzman, but first, some features in the weekend magazine that we won't have time for today. In the Weekend Magazine today, a virus lockdown street piece where our journalists have turned to the people on their streets for their vox pops about the virus. It's a beautiful layout, a double-page spread with a picture of Dan from the People's Republic of Dubbo. He's a man who's trying to style out a weak chin with a high-neck jumper, but it's not working, and he's got a little inset quote which says, I don't know anything about science and I'm a terrible person, but I would like to take a moment to say about the virus and to the virus, if it's listening, that I don't like it. A real insight there from Dan. There's also another pop-out with a lady called Marjorie, who is not looking at the camera and is saying, I don't like the virus and neither does my close personal friend Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ couldn't be reached for comment, having vanished over 2,000 years ago without leaving a forwarding address, except for a piece of paper with an arrow pointing up and a large, thick book with the preface, Don't misinterpret this. Also in the Weekend Magazine, a eulogy section, because Hollywood is in mourning, of course, after the tragic death of Duncan the Adequate Squirrel, a squirrel who, as we all know, stole the hearts of a nation with a documentary biopic of his technique for sneaking into people's houses at night and removing their still-beating heart from their chests. We have a nostalgic interview with Duncan's manager, Tiffany Muller, who is the only person willing or available to admit to a personal relationship with the squirrel, where she expresses her grief at the loss of income, saying, "Nobody wanted to manage a murderous squirrel, but then he threatened my children, so I went along with it." He ended up being a very successful animal actor for the 6 years of his lifespan, and being a squirrel, he did work for less than equity. And those are the features we do not have time for, because now it's time for your ad section. It's time for your ad section now. Buy any one or more of the following products and barter them when the economy collapses. Many years ago, the German director Werner Herzog made films about the human condition that were long, boring, and worthy. This summer, a new release from the auteur who brought you Sad Man Shitting Himself to Death on a Bus, The One That's Problematic Now, and Antarctica for No Reason. After a self-imposed exile of 5 decades, he returns with his short film Old Man Accidentally Activates FaceTime during a call to his relatives. Critics are praising the cinematography, the New York Times saying, "Every shot is up his nose." The Chicago Tribune says, "We could see him but not hear him, and sometimes we could just see the ceiling fan." Old Man Accidentally Activates FaceTime during a call to his relatives. He's not dead, he just doesn't know which bit's the camera.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And that's your ad section today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top feature for the Weekend magazine, Helen Zaltzman.
Hi.
You are our top feature helper. What is happening in property?
Well, let me tell you from the vantage point of the basement of an Airbnb I'm staying in, because I don't live anywhere, that what's happening in property is inspirational slogans to keep you company while you are in isolation. So I am in this Airbnb spare room, which is empty of decor, except for a box canvas which says in large caps, "Dance like no one is watching." Have you ever heard anything more beautiful, Alice? Or more appropriate for quarantine, because no one is watching.
No one is watching. I always thought I should dance like no one was caring about how I danced, but that doesn't make quite as good a canvas, I think.
Yeah, I don't know if there would be room on a canvas this size for all of those words. Or what about podcasts like No One Is Listening, which is the case for, I think, at least 50% of shows.
That is definitely the case. I mean, you've been travelling around the world. Do you have a sense of where the world property market is going at the moment?
Well, all the properties in the world are shuffling slightly closer together in order to form one enormous property.
What will that property look like, Helen?
It's going to look like a mess, Alice, because a lot of those design features are not compatible. It's going to have a lot of mismatched windows, that's for sure. And probably a lot of leaks.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be imperfect.
I want to live on the houseboat that sits at the top of the Taj Mahal. That's what I want.
It sounds wobbly.
It does, but it'd be so pretty while it lasted. Before the waters rose.
Do you count the Taj Mahal as property at this stage of its existence?
I mean, isn't it? Does it belong to the world?
What happens inside it?
I don't know what happens.
I've seen a lot of pictures of people sitting outside it.
I don't think you're allowed into the Taj Mahal. I think it's a monument to love and death.
Right, exactly. But I'd never thought what happens inside it. Maybe that's where the party is.
Maybe it's just people watching Netflix like every other property. I mean, in the modern world, it doesn't really matter where you live. As long as you've got Netflix, you'll be fine.
It's the only way you know you're alive, really. When it every 3 hours it says, "Are you still watching this?" And you go, "Okay, I guess I'm still alive to be seeing this message."
I always find that moderately passive-aggressive. Are you really still watching this? Is that what you've decided to do with your time?
Binge watcher, are you? You should be embarrassed, even though you're our core market.
Thank you for that top feature section now, Helen. We're going to move on to our letters to the editor. Every now and then, one of your co-hosts reads a news story and then says, sounding surprised, "And this is real." like Josh Gondelman did in today's episode on competition. You yourself also made a similar comment when you read out my email asking what the D in Christopher D. Skinner stands for, to which I've still not received a satisfactory reply. I'm confused. Isn't it all real? The Last Post is my trusted and only news source, and I've already booked flights for my summer holiday in New Zealand. Please reassure me. Regards, Gerald Manley Flopkins. P.S. Does the D stand for dildo?
Doesn't the D stand for Christopher D. Skinner? The name is like a fractal.
Yes. Yes, it does. So that you mean the D stands for the middle of the next D that it stands for?
Yeah.
That's a good theory. Of course, we will respect Christopher D. Skinner's right to have a middle name that is a secret. But I want to address your central question, Gerald Manley Flopkins. This is a satirical news podcast, so it is a comedy podcast. But the news that we deal with, of course, is real. This is the universe of news that we are working within. So occasionally, if we're making jokes about things, we'll mention that the thing we're making a joke about is real. I assume you've heard of satire before, yes?
Do you think Gerald is asking because this is Gerald's main form of information about current affairs? If so, that is a concern.
Yes, yes. That is a concern. I mean, anyone who relies on a single 15-minute daily podcast for all of their news probably needs to expand their repertoire because, of course, in 15 minutes we cannot cover all of the news that there is to cover. As the 24-hour news cycle would indicate, there's, you know, 23 hours and 45 minutes more news that could be being covered. We just do our little short episodes every day to give you a taste of the news, maybe a freemium model for the more expensive news websites. But certainly, this is reality, the only reality we know, and despite some theories about why my email's been going a bit weird recently, pretty sure that this is the only reality that we have access to. Helen, do you have any thoughts on alternate universes?
They sound great right now. Let me at them.
Well, it sort of depends on whether they're worse or better, doesn't it?
Yeah, how much risk would one be willing to take?
Well, I mean, even if there was a worse one, it'd be nice knowing that someone was worse off than you.
Yay!
There's a sort of a schadenfreude there. If this is the best of all possible universes, then you're like, well, you know, could be worse.
Maybe at some point you reach the worst universe, and there, what do they say instead of, eh, could be worse, to comfort themselves? Maybe they say, well, the only way is up. And Yaz is the emperor of that universe.
Well, all wealth is relative, right? So maybe we would only be comparing ourselves with better universes and feeling bad about ourselves, like Instagram.
So if the universes weren't hierarchical, they're all roughly the same, then you could have the contentment that, you know, no one is worse or better off.
That the universe of alternate universes was egalitarian. If everyone had a sort of equal level but differently distributed of shitness and goodness in the world.
Yeah, or just the ultimate combo of shitness and goodness where it's just like, it's all right. Nothing to get excited about. It's fine.
Totally fine.
Doesn't that sound like paradise right now?
adequate.
The adequate universe. That's the true heaven. Or purgatory. It's really hard to call it.
Thank you so much for sending your letter to the editor. Remember, you, listener, can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast again tomorrow, or instead try downloading tomorrow's podcast tomorrow, or subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day. We have previous editions available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news, and if you have not done so before, please look them up. They'll make these ones make more sense. Your guest today in the studio was Helen Zaltzman. Helen, have you got anything to plug?
Yes, I have three podcasts that you can listen to quell the anxiety that bubbles in your stomach and out of your ass. These podcasts are The Allusionist, an entertainment show about language. Answer Me This, an entertainment show about all the questions humans have about our human universe. And Veronica Mars Investigations, a recap show of the television show Veronica Mars.
Well, everyone's working from home right now, so you need more podcasts in your life, and I suggest you download them immediately. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. My special, Savage, will be coming out on Amazon Prime on the 17th of April, so please put a note in your calendar to download that so they let me do more comedy. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. The executive producer of The Last Post is Christopher D. Skinner. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. And I will talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor, Jan Carbat, was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Carbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.